Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling because I had a microwave installed last week, and the power supply wasn't changed out. I've had an open ticket, but nobody's called me.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Sure. It's 256-504-7572.
256-504-7572?
Yep, that's it.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for your patience. And the system is still searching.
Okay.
Okay, I believe I have located the order. Let's see here. And this order is for Tiffany Bourne at 1200 North Humboldt Street, apartment 902, Denver, Colorado, 80218. Primary phone 256-504-7572 with an email of born.tiffany@yahoo.com. Is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm showing that the microwave was installed on April 2nd, and so when the microwave was installed, did the techs install an outlet?
No, there wasn't one installed. So we haven't even tested it. I haven't even been able to turn on the microwave.
So the note I have, let's see, that the customer has completed repair of the outlet. So looks like the install was completed in error. Can we place it in pending client reschedule? So the customer can reschedule. The outlet is there. So the note there from Best Buy states that the outlet is in place. So you've had the 110 volt outlet installed in the cabinet above the microwave?
No, that's incorrect.
Incorrect?
That is incorrect. The microwave
okay.
does not have any power supply.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Well, I've called Best Buy three times to talk to them about this, so I don't know why they noted that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but when our techs were out, they informed that you would have to have a 110 outlet installed in order, you know, to plug in the microwave.
Well, which apparently that's part of the installation. that I paid $200 for.
Yeah, it seems like our install, I'm going to reach out to the installation office, but what it seems like is going on is that our installers are not able to perform that electrical work, and that it would actually require an electrician to actually handle that. Let me reach out to the installation office, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay, because they told me when they were on site that they would have done it.
If they told you when they were on, so they said that they could do it, but they didn't have the equipment.
Right.
Okay. Well, then that indicates that they have the knowledge and know-how to professionally install the outlet, which they're usually supposed to do, but not all installation offices have installers that are skilled enough to handle that. And so sometimes we have to refer the customer to get a electrician out, so that it's so that the outlet is installed safely. Because if it's beyond the tech's ability to do, then we want to make sure that it's done properly. But what I will do, the text just didn't mention that they couldn't do it because they didn't have what they needed. So yeah, I probably should call the installation office before I set up a service call to have the text go back out, because I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, that's fine.
So perfect. Okay. So please hold.
Okay. Sure, I will. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.